meters reporting the southeast U.S. is under a major storm warning as a hurricane watch is issued for parts of Cuba and Mexico.
Hurricane watches have been issued for parts of Cuba and Mexico as a cluster of storms located south of the Cayman Islands is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane in upcoming days, with it moving towards the United States. The disturbance is expected to become Hurricane Helene as it approaches the Gulf Coast. Up to 8 inches of rain is forecast for western Cuba and the Cayman Islands. The National Hurricane Center says heavy rainfall is also forecasted for the southeastern United States later in the week, threatening flash flooding and river flooding. Helene would be the eighth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, which runs from June 1st through November 30th. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris wants another debate.
On the tarmac at Joint Base Andrews on Sunday, Vice President Kamala Harris says she wants another debate with Donald Trump.
There's more to talk about, and the voters of America deserve to hear.
The problem with another debate is that it's just too late. Voting has already started.
At a rally in Wilmington, North Carolina this weekend, Donald Trump says he's not interested.
It's like a fighter who goes into the ring and gets knocked out. The first thing he says is, I want a rematch. I want a rematch.
Harris pressed the issue at a fundraiser in New York City yesterday, where aides said she raised $27 million in one day, her largest fundraising haul since she moved to the top of the ticket. Jennifer King, Washington.
A new report by congressional Republicans asserts that partnerships between the U.S. and China at universities over the past decade have allowed hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding to aid Beijing in developing critical technology that could be used for military purposes. On Wall Street, the Dow by 61 points today. This is SRN News. Most pastors don't preach about gambling.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that the vast majority of America's Protestant clergymen do not support gaming and are dismayed by the explosion of sports betting that has beset the nation. But the survey also finds only 7% of pastors have ever preached against gambling from the pulpit. In fact, 56% say they haven't felt any need to do so. This despite the fact that tens of millions of people are placing wagers every week. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Republican office seekers in close races are turning their backs on the party's pro-life tradition. In TV ads and personal op-eds in local newspapers, those Republicans are trying to distance themselves from a GOP that has for decades worked to protect unborn babies. The campaigns for control of the House are as tight as ever, with a few seats expected to determine which party holds the majority in the lower chamber. This is SRN News. The world's top coffee producers are encountering weather-related problems.
Brazilian coffee farmers are grappling with above-average temperatures as the country, the world's largest coffee producer, faces its worst drought in more than seven decades. Vietnam, the second-largest coffee producer, is also experiencing heat and drought, affecting its coffee crops. As a result, potential supply shortages in both countries have driven up global coffee prices.
Correspondent Jeremy House, prices haven't reached the record highs the world saw in the late 1970s after a severe frost wiped out 70% of Brazil's coffee plants. Attention Kmart shoppers, the end is near. The erstwhile retail giant renowned for its blue light specials is shutting down its last full-scale store in mainland United States. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.